Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and today I'm with Daniel Zovato, protagonist of It Follows by David Robert Mitchell, screening in the Semaine de la Critique. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
So I pronounce your surname in Italian, as I'm Italian.
Zovato, yes.
Finally, so you meet someone that can pronounce your surname, right?
Very, very kind of humiliating because I don't speak Italian and I carry an Italian passport. So when people start speaking to me in Italian, I have to say, no parlo all'italiano. So yeah, but I do have Italian blood.
Maybe next time we'll do it in Italian.
Okay, I'll practice. Okay. I'll practice.
So, I wanted to ask you if you could describe your character, Greg, in your own words for our listeners.
He's an interesting guy. I think Greg is somebody who, you know, obviously he stayed home. He didn't go to college like everybody else. And you can see that in the movie, in the scene where Jay is shooting at the cereal boxes and... You know, he goes to her and he says, you know, I should have been nicer. How does it feel to just be you and me stuck here back where we grew up? I think he's a guy who is well-intentioned. He obviously had a history with Jay. And I think he's somebody who doesn't really believe it at first. But then when he sees how Jay is suffering and how it's really, you know, having a toll on her day-to-day, Greg kind of, you know, feels the need to help her in any way that he can. And, you know, the first step for him was to, you know, help out driving them somewhere else, driving them to the house. So I think he's you know, a very well-intentioned guy. I think when you see him throughout the movie, the way that they dress him, the way that he behaves, he kind of seems like a laid-back, like, you know, he smokes weed, he's chill, but I think he's a very nice guy. Deep inside, he has a good heart.
And plus, I think that he is the bravest. And I was wondering if you think that he's being, like, the bravest, like, he's, the fact that he's trying to solve the problem and defeat evil. Yeah. Let's say that if it's something that it's because he's really the bravest, or he just...
I think it can go either way. When you read it on paper, you know, I thought, you know, the obvious choice is this guy doesn't care because he's checking girls out all the time. He checks the little sister and Yara and Jay. And so the obvious choice would have been, you know, he's a player, you know, the guy who just wants to get laid or whatever. But I thought that was too obvious. And as an actor, I think you can either go for the obvious choice or make something interesting out of it. And David is such an amazing director that he actually, like, allowed you to just bring your own juice to it, you know. So I played him more like the guy who wanted to help out, didn't believe, you know, it's something's following you, come on. And he had a history with Jay, so I think, you know, that relationship was already built, and in the sense of them having something back in high school. And he was just like, look, I'm gonna help you out, okay? If this is true that you can pass it to me, give it to me and I'll deal with it. And you know, I think he is the brave one. He has to be the brave one. I think the other character, Paul, is sort of too young, and he actually does believe that, you know, this is happening to her. And I feel that in a way, by being the brave one, I'm also the stupid one because I get killed. So I feel that, yeah, he was the brave one, but also not the smartest one.
Now that you spoiled the ending of your character,
I'm sorry.
No, but alert. I can actually ask you if you ever thought, and if you ever discussed with David, another end for your character.
Another what?
End.
Another end.
Like another kind of path.
We did not. The ending itself of how, you know, I die is pretty, you can say, gross or, like, weird, bizarre. There's so many ways of putting it. But we didn't discuss an alternative ending. I feel that my character had to go through that for the movie to make a little bit of sense, because I think my death is what triggers them to, you know, we have to figure what's going on. Like, I'm dead, it's coming back to Jay. So what do we do? And that's when Paul kind of, like, takes the... you know, the what do you call it, the ropes, and he's like, I gotta, you know, take charge. And so I feel like my character has to go through that. But again, you know, David is such an amazing guy, and he just allowed you to make your own choices, and then on set he kind of like talks to you in your ear, and it's very private. So no, we did not speak of any alternative way of my character leaving.
As I told, as I was discussing with Micah and David, we all said that what's scariest, you know, that then something that you cannot see, you don't know what it is, you cannot defeat, like
it changes too.
Yeah, and it changes too. And so, and I read that you worked in other horror films. So I was wondering, in which way was this experience different?
Well,
if it was,
obviously. Well, my first experience was this movie called Beneath, which I was super young. It was, you know, a lead role, and it was very different because that horror movie was much more like, we're trying to scare you, you know. Yeah. Whereas this is a psychological, no need for like, it's walking slowly. It's a different thing. So in this experience, I would say that it was much more artistically challenging because you're not getting scared or you're not reacting. You're just playing a character that should convey by the end of the movie that it's as real as it's not, you know, because it's just a bunch of teenagers in Detroit who happen to have this zombie, people are calling it zombies, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, something that's following you. And I just have a lot of respect for David. He knows what he's doing. He's such a visionary guy. And so just to be able, you know, I'm so young, I'm just starting my career, and to be able to work with somebody like him was, you know, a pleasure. And he really knows how to work with actors, so it's very different. I've done horror, as you said before, but this has definitely been by far the coolest experience I've had.
This is definitely
another type of horror movies. I think it's very unique. I don't think you've seen something like this. I mean, I haven't. I just feel like it's such a different kind of horror. You know, maybe it's too soft for horror people. Maybe it's too like,
I mean, you don't see that. I think that the best thing is that you don't see all the cliche.
Yes. It feels like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of The Shining. I watched The Shining with my dad in a hotel in San Francisco. I was 12 years old. I don't know why he did this to me. And I remember we went outside because I was like, Dad, I'm thirsty. The movie had already, you know, finished. You know, the elevator scene with the blood coming out, of course. And my dad, I love him, but my dad said, yes, let's go. You know the vending machine? So we went outside, and then, like, I looked back, and he wasn't there. He was hiding, and I freaked out. I mean, you don't do that to a 12-year-old kid, but, yeah, it feels like that. You know, it's such a, it's a unique film, in my opinion. I might be wrong, but I think the response, you know, has been great because you don't see these type of movies that often. Everything is so great about it. The cast is awesome. I think Micah, you know, held the movie amazingly. She is so good.
So demanding.
So demanding. I remember reading the script and I was like, whoever gets this role must be amazing or otherwise it's not going to work. Very demanding role. Kier was amazing. You know, everybody, the whole cast was just absolutely amazing. And we all got along really well. And I think that shows in the movie. I think you can see it.
Yes, we seem like real friends. Like
we are real friends in the real world.
Yeah.
We are. We still talk. We chill, as Americans say, all the time. We're really good friends. And I think you can see that on screen. And I think everybody did what they had to do.
So what's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm working on some TV shows back in the States. And I also have another movie that I'm going to be shooting in August in Vancouver. It's a coming of age. Also, I'm going to be playing a teenager, an 18-year-old. Can't get away from those roles yet. But it's a cool idea. It's called Primal Ethereal, and I'm really excited. It's in the woods again, so I'm going to be back to the woods. And, that's in August. So I have a few things coming up. And yeah.
So good luck, Daniel. I hope to meet you again.
Thank you so much. It's the start of something good, so thank you so much for
that. Next time, we'll do the interview for the Italian channel.
Italiano. Perfect. Bravo. Grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67 Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.